Welcome to my commentary on Peter's second epistle. This section, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Now, Peter, in the last three verses, had just spoken to the majestic scene he saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus was transfigured into some other kind of heavenly body and met with Moses and Elijah, who were also transfigured into some kind of heavenly but visible body. Now, in verse 19, Peter says, "And we have the word of the prophets." The prophets here are not New Testament prophets, they are the Old Testament prophets. Peter says, "We have the word of the Old Testament prophets made more certain." How were the words of these prophets, like Isaiah, made more certain? They were made more certain in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one particular example was what we call the Transfiguration. Peter goes on to say, "And you will do well to pay attention to it." Pay attention to it. What does the word "it" refer to? It refers to the certainty, the fulfillment of the words of the prophet. It's about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So Peter says, you've got to pay attention to that. Remember, he's arguing against antinomian Gnosticism, who believe that God could not embody himself into humanity because of sinful humanity. So Peter says, again, pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place. As to a light shining in the dark place. The incarnation and life of Jesus was indeed a light shining in a very dark world. You know, we as humans do not see the world as dark as God himself sees it. I think we see it, including Christians today, the world is a pretty light-looking gray. God views it as being very black. But God in Jesus came into this blackness, he's saying here. And he continues, "And the morning star," meaning Jesus, "rises in your hearts." The morning star rises in your hearts. I believe the words "morning star" refers to Jesus. Jesus rises in our hearts in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, New Age philosophy that is being spread, especially by Oprah, believe that at the end of this age, Jesus will not return to earth physically. He, or the Spirit of Jesus, returns in the hearts of humanity, of people. Therefore, that's how the world becomes a good place to live, because Jesus is going to rise from our hearts. Of course, that's false teaching. The angels told the disciples when Jesus ascended into heaven, "In the same way you have seen him leave, he will return." He left through the clouds and he will return through literal clouds. You can't spiritualize the word "clouds" in Acts chapter 1 there, because they would make no contextual sense. They are physical clouds. Jesus left in the clouds. He will return in the clouds. Verse 20 says, "Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture," that's Old Testament prophecy, "came about by the prophet's own interpretation." Nobody who spoke the word of the Lord in the Old Testament, as we have in our canonized Old Testament, spoke on their own behalf. They didn't invent the stories. They didn't invent the prophecies. They were inspired by God himself. Verse 21, For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man. Again, that's what Peter is saying. Prophecy, real prophecy, doesn't have its origin in man. False prophecy does. Peter goes on to say, but men spoke it from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Men of God, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, they spoke the prophetic word as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The words carried along are very similar to the New Testament phrase poured out or being filled with. Carried along, poured out, being filled with, baptized into. The New Testament words used pretty well mean the same thing. When somebody is carried along by the Holy Spirit, they themselves have been, you might say, kidnapped. It's probably not the best word, but the first one that comes to my mind, kidnapped by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just takes over. And the words you speak when the Holy Spirit takes over and you are fully controlled by Him are the words of prophecy. This is how the Old Testament prophets spoke. It is also how New Testament prophets speak as well. And I do believe there are New Testament prophets. There's obviously New Testament prophets in the book of Acts. And I do not believe that the ministry of prophets ended with the first generation Christians. There are legitimate prophets today. On the other hand, there are false prophets today. We've got to really distinguish between true and false prophets. There are probably more false prophets than there are prophets in Christendom today. What a prophet says today, or one who claims to be a prophet, must be fully in line with the Holy Spirit. If he is predicting something, say an earthquake in California, July 15th, 2015, well, if that prophecy doesn't come true, you know that so-called prophet's got some problems. If he was an Old Testament prophet, he would have been stoned immediately. This ends this section.